What is science? The word is usually used to mean one of three things, or a mixture of them. Science sometimes refers to a special method of finding things out. Sometimes it means a body of knowledge arising from discoveries. Finally, it is used to represent all the new capabilities and methods that emerge from those discoveries. This last domain is usually called technology. But if you look at the science section of newspapers and magazines, you will find that advances in theoretical research and their practical application receive just about equal attention. This is not surprising, for the most obvious characteristic of science is its usefulness, the power it gives us to do things. One dramatic example is the Industrial Revolution, which would surely have been impossible without the development of science. The human capacity to control disease, to produce quantities of food adequate for the world's greatly expanded population, and to achieve full production without resorting to slave labor, reflects the development of technological know-how. Now this power to do things carries with it no instructions on how to use it, either for good or for evil. Such is determined solely by how inventions are used and by our own priorities. Here, most of us understandably have ambivalent feelings. On the one hand, we are pleased with improved production. On the other, we worry about the effects of automation. We are happy with the development of medicine, but then worry about the birth rate and the fact that no one dies from the diseases we have eliminated. We rejoice that the microscope has revealed the realm of the bacterium and the virus, but then we are beset with fears that evil scientists will use their knowledge to create incurable diseases. We are delighted about the great advances in transportation and communications, but then express concern about the loss of cultural diversity. We eagerly take to the internet and then fear the power of supercomputers to snoop on us. We look to nuclear power as an enduring source of energy and yet greatly fear the risks inherent in its use. I was once taken to see a Buddhist temple where I was told, "To every man is given the key to the gates of heaven. The same key opens the gates to hell." And so it is with science. Lacking any instructions as to which gate is which, some of us may be inclined to throw the key away. Others, however, will choose to struggle to make the best judgment possible. The value of science lies in the hope that it will indeed open the gates to a better world.